In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. God willing, we'll start tomorrow the Great Lent. And all the churches in these days, we are talking about congratulation, and everyone is congrats like the other people. And say congratulation because we will start tomorrow the Great Lent. And some people said, we will start the Great Lent and we have to say congratulation. It's hard for us. It's very hard to listen. It's very hard also to stay and fasting all these days and change all this food. But actually, no. If we are going to fast and we know what we are doing, what we will do, and how we will live with God, it will be very easy for us. And maybe we will ask more days to fast. During this great Lent, inshallah, we have a different plan and we will do something different. We will start to study in the morning, in Sundays, the Father prayer, Our Father who art in heaven. So every Sunday morning, we will take a part from it and we will start to study it. Saturday night, we will go for the Sermon on the Mountain and we will study also each part from the Sermon on the Mountain. Before we go through that, we have to know that God, He started to, if we wanted to pray really, so I have to realize in first my position toward God. How I will pray to someone and I don't know my position. For example, if I wanted to go to ask my father something, so I have to know very well, I know very well that he is loving me. And if I go to my friend, for example, to ask him about anything, so I have to know in first my position. So I have to know also my position toward God, my Father. That's why Jesus Christ started to teach us how to pray by saying, Our Father. He started the first beginning of the prayer. Don't, for example, say whatever. No, he said, say Our Father. The position, my position toward God is He is Father and I am His Son. I have to start the prayer by praising. I have to start prayer by seeing God and left everything. That's why he said, Our Father who art in heaven. And my question, why he has to say, Our Father who art in heaven? We know that God is existing everywhere. What I have to say in heaven? Because when I talk to someone, I have to look to him. So God or Jesus Christ started to say to us, if you wanted to pray, raise your eyes up and say, Our Father who art in heaven. The first things that I have to do in my prayers, I have to lift everything on earth and I have to look up and raise my eyes up and say, Our Father. When Jesus Christ said, He said, if you wanted to come to me and pray, don't think about anything else. Our Father who art in heaven, and I'm leaving everything on earth, and I'm starting to look to you and start praise you. I'm not coming to you, my Father, to ask some requirements or demands or whatever I need and I want. No, this is not the real prayer. The real prayer is, first of all, thank God and praising God. If I wanted to really come to pray, I have to look to his face and say, thank you, God, for everything. You give us a lot. You give everything to us. In Matthew 8, which is already is Matthew 6, we read this in Gospel. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. In this manner, therefore, pray Our Father who art in heaven. In Romans 8, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. This is St. Paul said in Romans. He emphasized about the Son of God. We are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, the Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. St. Paul emphasized about one part only. We are sons of God. We are his children. And when we, if you wanted to call him Abba. In Aramaic word, if we go to the Aramaic word, we'll see. The word Father, when he said like, our Father who art in heaven, it's beginning by Abba, Father who art in heaven. Abba, it means my dear Father. My dear Father, it means that this is a relationship between me and between you. It's deeply. It's like exactly in another translation, it's the same daddy. Some of the books, it's written like they remove our Father and they put daddy who art in heaven. And it means for us, he is my Father. This is a deep relationship. It is not as superficial, who art in heaven and only, but I am here on earth and you are in heaven and we are not talking together. No, he is the Father in heaven and he is my daddy who, as I'm talking to him, I'm asking him everything and I wanted to be with him all the time. He shows me his love. And also I will have to show him my love. He is not occupied at all. And also when he said, say our Father, don't say my Father who art in heaven, because he said, everyone on earth, he is my son and daughter. He never forget anyone. And when he said, pray our Father, but there are some sinners outside, don't worry. They are my sons and my daughter too. But they are persecuted, the people. They persecute also the Christians. Don't worry about that. They are also my sons and my daughters. Oh my God, like what you are saying. This is what I have to say. Say and pray, our Father who art in heaven. So I will go to the fatherhood. The attributes of our Father, 6 letters. And I will go through the 6 letters. I try to resume the meaning of the Father, our God. I can't like resume and conclude in 6 letters only. If I wanted to talk about the fatherhood of my God, my Lord Jesus Christ, I have to talk all my life. But I will try now to do like a resume about the 6 letters only, which is Father. He promised to never to know what the Father is first. He promised to never leave us. He tried to find us. He gave us also the space to do whatever you want, whatever we want, and also to choose what we want. But he is caring about us. He's looking over us. He loved his own who are in the world. And this is what we are saying in the liturgy. So the first one, the first letter is F, which is faithful and forgive. God is very patient. He's very kind. He never ran out. He always forgive me. He's always looking to me. Listen to Psalm 103. From everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children. Psalm 106. For he is good. His love endures forever. And we praise that in a midnight praising. The Lord's love and kindness indeed never cease, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. What that means? He's very patient and very kind. The problem that we are thinking that when we are sinning, so the devil tried to take this part from his side and he's fighting me and telling me, God will never forgive you. And if I go to Abuna and repent and confess, and after that he come back to me and say, you will never, he's never forgive you. And he is he remember what you did. Remind, and he's trying to remind me about what I did before. I have to remind myself. The first letter of Father is to forgive. He is forgiving me when I come back to him. He give me the space and tell me, and he try also to push me to repent. But the problem is, like sometimes I'm not listening to him. But when I come back, he's still away. He still wait. That's why when we go to Sundays in the Lent, the third one is prodigal son. Like we have the prodigal son. Why? Because he said, like, come back, Habibi, to my bottom. Psalm 103, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgression from us. He will never go to the past and remind me about what I did before. If I repent and confess, he forgive and forget. So the first one is F is forgive. And I have to remind myself that always when I come back, he is forgiving me. The second letter is A. He's always approachable. Sometimes when I feel like when I'm busy, so my son come, for example, come to me, and I say to him, like, oh, I'm busy now. Can you come back to me later? I'm busy. I have to go. I have visits. I have to do whatever. So after that, I think that one day I was thinking about that. God never busy. Never be busy. He's always open his ears and his eyes to me. And he's always listening to me. I never, for example, see God in bad mood. And I'm not, when I go back to him, like for example, when I want to talk to him. So he said, no, Habibi, I'm bad mood now. I'm not able to listen to you. I never said that. I never heard that. God is always on. 24 hours. He's not, it's like sometimes 911. It's maybe sometimes it will be late, a little delay. I remember one day, like I read this story. One child, he called 911 and said, can I talk to God? He's always, because he find, like they said to him that 911 is always working. So he said, okay, God is working all the time too. So for sure he's working with 911. But it's a heavenly 911. It's different. Hebrews 4:16 tells us when we can draw near with confidence to the throne of grace so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Psalm 121 tells us that God will not let our feet slip because he never slumbers. Psalm 138, David saying, when I called, you answered me, you greatly emboldened me. We have to know that he is always reachable. And he is always approachable. And he is always also, he can find himself all the time. The third letter is T. He's a teacher. So, we have to know, number one is forgive. He always forgives. Number two, he's reachable, approachable, and always being here with us. Number three is teacher. In Isaiah, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Sometimes God tries to talk to me, but I'm not listening, but he's teaching me all the time. Number one, he's teaching me by opening the Bible. If you wanted to listen, if you wanted to know what God is exactly saying to you, open your Bible. Open everything. Open his word to listen to his word. He's talking to you always. He's teaching you how to live this life. Or sometimes you come to the church and you listen, for example, to a deacon, to the priest, to anyone, and listen a word. Oh, this word, it's amazing. This God is like sending to me to teach me something. Go outside the world, and maybe sometimes you will listen to someone who's talking to you, and you'll find this word is coming to you specifically because God, he wanted to talk to you and teach you to. in Proverbs 3. Do not despise the Lord's discipline and do not reason his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves as the father the son he delights in. And sometimes also too, there is a discipline. He has to put me on the right way as his son. There is a, between the son and between the father, there is love and there is boundaries. There is love, and also he has to teach me how to live. And sometimes he has to, again, to put me on the track. And at this time, sometimes there is a discipline. And he has to tell me, this is wrong, Habibi. And sometimes I cry, God, it's a temptation. It's hard. But God say, don't worry, Habibi, I will take out for it. But I want that you learn the lesson. In James 1:5, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. As a teacher, he tried to teach me, and I'm learning also how to be wise. He gave me the wisdom too. He gave me the wisdom, yes. One day, Solomon, he asked God, God asked him, what you want? I will give you whatever you ask. So he said, can you give me a few days and I will back you to you? He said, for sure, whatever you want. Money, gold, diamonds, anything. So Solomon came back to him and said, no, I need the wisdom. And he was very specifically, like, he wanted to know exactly, he exactly knows what he wants. And he said, I need wisdom. The wisdom, this is what we have to ask God when we are praying. Give us the wisdom to how to deal with the people, how to deal with all the life. And God had a lot and give me the wisdom as he gave to Solomon. And he is teaching me also to how to live this life. In Romans 8:28, causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. So I have to understand too, that when he is teaching me, everything is good. However, if it's discipline, also it's good for me. Number four is H. Father, help on time. God doesn't make any mistake. Sometimes I feel, oh my God, like if you did that before or now, I will be, it's really great for me. And I love that. And I'm asking God, sometimes I'm fighting him, why you are listening, not listening to me? Every time I'm asking, I'm not responding. You are not, there is no answer. And sometimes I'm very sad and angry. And I'm talking to God. A lot of people I met in my life, and they said, we are angry from God because he's not listening to us. And after maybe years and years, I met them again, and they said, we were wrong. God is always helping me on time. The problem that it's my time, depend on my time, I see that he will help me like that. And I see this is perfect for me. But he's talking to me, Habibi, no. It's not, it's wrong. This is not good for you on this time. And again, I'm not listening to him. And if I go back to my history, I will find that he was helping me on time. Why I'm asking always and I'm angry from God? Because he is not responding to me. No, he's helping me on time. Psalm 84:11. No good things doth he withhold from those who walk uprightly. God is, as we said, he is listening to me all the time. But the problem is how he deliver what I'm asking from him. It's a different way. He gave Abraham his son after years and years. And Abraham, he was trusting him. Joseph, he went through a lot of temptation and troubles. And he was asking God, where are you? It's so hard for me to support and endure all of that. It's too hard for me. But he never lose his trust. He never lose his trust. And what happened? He was looking to God all the time. And he knows every time. He knew that on time, God will help him. And on time, God gave him different life. The letter E is, he is a good example. In Romans 5:8, tell us that God demonstrates his own love for us in this while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The questions, why God, he was incarnate and he became to the world? Well, number one is to save us. Number two, because our body is corrupted, so by his incarnation, he took the body and now it's incorrupted. Another thing, he tried to tell us, I am an example for you and you have to follow me. What he did, open the Bible and read in the New Testament, in the four Gospels, what Jesus Christ did, try to imitate him. He was crying like me. He was laughing like me. He did everything as a human except the sin. So when I wanted to see how to deal with everything in my life, I have an example here. And God, the incarnation God, he came to the world to teach me how to deal. So he is in front of me all the time. As if I'm a son, I'm a kid, and I have a father, and I wanted to imitate him. Look to the small kids, for example, and see how they are acting. They imitate their parents. If he's going to the church and doing a cross, exactly, he's doing the same, doing the cross at him. If he worship, he was worshiping too. If he's not going to the church at all, he will never go to the church as him. If he's not praying, he will imitate him and he's not praying. And if he's doing that, sometimes the kids, they are saying some words. And these words, and we're like, from where this word? He learned this word. No, he already learned this word from his parent. We are imitating our father. He's a good example for us. In Romans 8:38, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height or depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing will separate me from God. Nothing. He gave us the promise. And I'm always looking to him because he is my Father. And he said, never I will go out, never I will leave you. And I'm saying to him also, I try my best that nothing will make me away from you. And they are reliable, righteous, refuge. In Psalm 145, he said, the Lord is righteous in all his ways and faithful in all he does. Matthew 7:11. Jesus said, if you then thought you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? He is a righteous and refuge. When I feel bad, I remember that when I see the kids, for example, when they have fear, they run to go to their parents, father or mother. They have nothing, nowhere to go anywhere. They had no refuge except father or mother. When I feel there is a trouble, when I feel there's something in my heart, I have no refuge except Jesus Christ. And he is righteous. He is not, for example, blaming me and say, hey, what you did? Why you are coming now? He's never. He is a refuge. The last letter is a refuge and righteous. His desire that everyone come to him. Because he is righteous, that's why he is waiting everyone. And he tries with everyone. He tries with the people, the Christian people in church, and trying with other people outside the church. He's trying with ISIS, and he's trying also with the people who are righteous people in the church. He tries with the kids, and he tries with everyone, also the seniors, and everyone is his son and daughter. In Psalm 91, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. I can't trust anyone else. He's only got the refuge. I see also, if you see the animals, if you see the birds, when they have fear, they go to mom or dad. They cover them. Because we said he covered us and he helped us. That's why he is a refuge. He's only the refuge. When I feel I have a scared from anything, I have a fear in my life, in my heart, I go to him too. 1 Corinthians 29. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Indeed, everything that is in the heavens and the earth, yours is the dominion, O Lord, and you exalt yourself as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. And in your hand is power and might, and it lies in your hand to make great, to strengthen everyone. 1 Corinthians 29. If you wanted to know who is God, go to this verse again and read it. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Indeed, everything that is in the heavens and in the earth. Yours is the dominion. O Lord, and you exalt yourself as head over all. Both righteous and honor come from you, and you rule over all. And in your hand is a power and might, and it lies in your hands to make great and to strengthen everyone. He is my Father. He is my Father when Saint John, the beloved, he saw him in the Revelation book, and he said, he is the mighty. He is the Creator. So why I have to fear? I scare from what? From the people? From have nothing in my hand? From the future? I have no fear. If my Father is like that, it's written in 1 Chronicles like that, I have no fear. I can't be scared from anything in my life. I'm trusting him 100% because he's doing everything. He created everything in his hands. Even my names, he's already graved in his hand. Why I have to fear? During this Lent, I hope that we can to be a different journey with our Jesus Christ, with our Lord. I have to find also something different in my life. I have to read the Bible. We will send to you later every week different readings from the Bible too. And also like a spiritual regime. If we go like, we can say like regime. I know that everyone, for example, like we're doing a regime and we have to do that, we have to not eat that. Also too, I have to go through spiritual life and I have to do also a regime, like a schedule what I have to eat. Not eating food, eating spiritual in my spiritual life, eating the word of God, eating the prayers, eating the meditation, eating the by doing metanias, eating by saying Jesus Christ prayer. And remember from first day, which is tomorrow, it's not for tomorrow. I have to remember all my life, he is my Father. To conclude it, F is faithful and forgive. God is forgiving me. A is always approachable and always reachable. T is teacher, and he is teaching me through everything. H is help on time. Every time he is on time. E, he is a good example, and I have to imitate him. R is reliable, righteous, and he is refuge. So I have to remember that. And as I said, we will send to you everything about the Great Lent, and I hope also to follow this regime. And every week also we have a book we will distribute it, like we will send it by PDF to read it, a spiritual book. Let's make this time is different. One of the fathers said, if we are not benefit from this time during the all my in the year, so I can't benefit from anything else. This time is very fruitful also too. So I have to remember that. I will read for you this one as if Jesus is saying that to me, to everyone. I love you, you are mine. Your name is written up in my heart. Your prayers are precious to me. Your life is in my hands. I'm always with you. I am nearer to you than your own heart. I give my life so that you might live forever with me. So can I ask you to be mine, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
We believe in one God, God the Father, Pantocross, who creator of heaven and earth, and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, for all ages, light of light, through God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried. On the third day he rose from the dead, according to the scriptures, ascended to the heavens. He sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds with the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophet, and one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We confess one baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
Schlingle Flogison.
Epi Evros of Christ, as he
did. Is more in a part.